Now I just came to the end of this section. This is a short section on ionic crystals and van der Waals interactions. Those were some things that I didn't fit in someplace else in the course. But now we're leaving this part about crystal structures and diffraction, and we're going on to a new section. And the first thing I'm going to do in this new section is quantize the electromagnetic field. And at first, this doesn't sound like solid-state physics at all, to quantizing the electromagnetic field. But the calculation is an important calculation for solid-state physics. And what we're really doing is we're now going to look at a system of many non-interacting bosons. So light is made up of photons. These photons are bosons, and when you have a collection of them, you get what we will calculate in this section. And light does propagate through solids. If you have some kind of transparent solid like glass, quartz is a crystal form of glass. Light will go through it. And we will need to be able to describe how light moves through solids. So that's why it's important. But it's more important for kind of a template of all bosons that move through solids. And one of the important ones are phonons. So phonons are the quantized particles of sound. And we will write down the equation for sound waves. It's the wave equation, which is the same equation as for light. And when you quantize it, you get very similar solutions. One of the things that turns out for doing the problem with light is that you get Planck's radiation law. And Planck's radiation law tells you if you have a system at a certain temperature, what is the distribution of wavelengths of the light? And this is also important for sound. If I have a solid and there are sound waves in it and it's at a certain temperature, I want to know how many sound waves I have at every wavelength just from the thermal energies. And this calculation will tell us that. But then later on, we'll talk about electrons. And it turns out that electrons also move like waves through solids. And there is an analog to the Planck radiation law for electrons. If I have electrons at a certain temperature, they have different energies, and you can describe them. We will describe them as waves. They have a wavelength. And this distribution of wavelengths is there's something like a Planck's radiation law. So what we will do is calculate right now the Planck's radiation law for light, which you've already seen. And then this calculation will serve as a template for the quantization of other things like phonons, which are particles of sound, magnons, which are particles of spin waves, plasmons, which are charge density waves. So in a charge density wave, the charge doesn't move, but its density does. It's a little bit like a water wave. The water molecules stay here and the wave goes by. And a plasmon is a quantized particle of a plasma wave. We will treat electrons like waves, and they will also, we also have to calculate, we'll have to quantize them and calculate the analog to Planck's radiation law. And then there are other funny particles, which I probably won't get into very much, but there are other particles which are called things like spinons and holons in solids. Some of these particles will turn out to be fermions, like electrons are fermions, and some of them will turn out to be bosons, like light or sound waves. Photons and phonons are bosons. And something that you really need to understand from this course is what is the simplest model for a system of non-interacting fermions and non-interacting bosons. And we will use the model of non-interacting bosons to describe sound waves in solids, and the model of non-interacting fermions to be a first approximation to electrons in a metal. So the valence electrons in a metal are kind of free, and you can forget the lattice and just say, okay, we have a box of non-interacting fermions, and from that we'll be able to calculate properties of a metal. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to be talking about the the relationship between the wave nature and the particle nature of light. And later on, then we'll talk about the wave nature and particle nature of electrons. Briefly, everything moves like a wave. Electrons, light, sound, they all move like a wave. But if they exchange energy or momentum, they do that as a particle. So as long as there's no energy or momentum change, you calculate things in terms of the waves. For light, it's the wave equation. For sound, it's the wave equation. For electrons, you use the Schrodinger equation to calculate how the electron waves move. But if you come to a situation where they exchange energy or momentum, then light and sound and electrons will act like little particles. So what we will do is we'll write down Maxwell's equations, and then we will go through this Maxwell synthesis and get the wave equation from Maxwell's equations. So Maxwell synthesized electricity, magnetism, and optics. And we don't really need to do it, but it's fun. And it only takes a couple pages, and it's an important part of physics. And then we will want to quantize the wave equation. And it turns out that when you try to quantize the wave equation, you can map that problem onto the problem of a harmonic oscillator. And that's good because the harmonic oscillator is one of the few cases in quantum mechanics where we really know the solution. So we will be able to quantize the wave equation. And from the quantum solutions, we'll construct Planck's radiation law. And then after we've done this, we do it for light, then we'll do it for sound, then we'll do it for electrons. We're going to do it three times.